Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
It's time for a little local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center. And first off, we're going to give a shout out to longtime former Blue Gold head men's basketball coach Ken Anderson. It was announced over the weekend that he is inducted into the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. It was announced
Congrats
over the weekend.
Legendary head coach for the Blue Golds, and still see him around at games, out on the golf course.
I was going to say golf course for sure, right?
Yeah, you know? So congratulations. I mean, we've talked about his legacy before, but, I mean, he's in that pantheon of WIAC coaches and what it was before, too. I mean, he's a legend, so well-deserved, and congratulations to Coach Anderson.
You know, speaking of Hall of Fames and that, too, you know, Bo Ryan going to the Basketball Hall of Fame, I remember reading in Bo Ryan's book, Another Hill to Climb, when he was coaching at Platteville and talking about coaching against Ken Anderson and not liking playing in the gymnasium now as Zorn because it was so packed, and it was home court advantage for Eau Claire.
Yeah, and it's great to have two legends like that from this conference going in as well. So, I mean, I think the respect for the WIAC across the nation, when it comes to basketball, they're the building blocks of what it is and what it has become.
Right, exactly. Let's start off with a little baseball, shall we? You know, Big Rivers and Cloverbelt and then that still kind of kick going through here a little bit.
I mean Big Rivers wise, you can flip a coin every time these matchups are having. Every team is about as even as I've seen that conference in a long time. So you had North was tied for first coming into the week. Menominee came in and just played a great game on Tuesday, got a 7-0 shutout. Wow. Then North comes back and gets the win the next game. Same with Memorial and Hudson during the week. Chi High has been very consistent as well. So I mean, it's one of those where you really don't know what's going to there doesn't seem to be a front runner in my mind right now in that conference. They're so evenly keeled right now that it's going to just be a battle till the end to see who ends up with that conference title.
Awesome. And then Cloverbelt, you got Regis, you know, still up there too and such. And
yeah, and it's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's really, I think, these teams and just maybe credit to all the baseball around here is that they've all built up pretty well. I mean, you have a team like Fall Creek that didn't have a team for a couple of
years.
That's
right,
battling very competitively every game that they're in as well. So, yeah, I think if you look at it that, I don't know if there's one teams, you know, so far that are really above anybody else. I think if you go to, I think Altoona's a really talented team, you know, a team that just goes off to a state, not in the Clover Belt, but in the middle border. Mm-hmm. And then if you go into Dairyland right now, there's kind of a three-way battle there with Oliva Strum, Blair Taylor, and Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. And they kind of all intermingle this week. I believe it's Blair Taylor and Manuel tonight. And then Oliva and
they got Independence Gilmanton coming up on the 30th, and then Augusta, and then Blair Taylor on the 3rd.
Blair Taylor on Friday. Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to kind of have a little separation coming out with in that conference, too. So, and I don't want to leave out Elk Mound as well in the Dunn St. Croix. They've been playing well. Boyceville, too. So there's good baseball all around. There really is. So I think it's going to be really interesting going into the playoffs, because it's so evenly matched,
right?
That you know you don't know who's going to come out of these the brackets. You could have a surprise team find a way to make a run.
Do you think it might come down to pitching or just even mistakes? I mean, if it's going to be those close,
I think
tight
so.
Games.
I think it's going to be. I mean, all of them have a good pitcher. I mean, but it's a matter of what can you do after that second game. That's always been the separator there. And if you get that, if you have a 1-2, you have a better chance. But it's a lot of times that second game, it just comes down to avoiding the mistakes.
Right. Softball-wise, I know Brandon was kind of talking about this on Friday, but Fall Creek sweeping McDonald Central on Friday.
Yes, that's big for them. I mean, that team has been playing great softball, as McDonald has too. You know, year in, year out, McDonald's right there. Mm-hmm. Fall Creek is built up to where they're, you know, Brad Saransky, you know, what he did with Thorpe before this, and he's doing the same thing with Fall Creek. So that was a great win for Fall Creek. And then they come up this week, and now they take on Thorpe.
Ooh, that'll be another good one.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be a great battle. It's a doubleheader at Thorpe. So if they can go on the road, not only get, you know, two wins over McDonald and go on the road, see what they can do at Thorpe, that just shows you how powerful that team is.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I know Brandon was previewing that because that was a busy Friday for him, because I think, was there a Bloomer golf thing on this past Friday, too?
Chi High, I think, was playing.
Yep.
softball, and they continue. Shout out to the Cardinals as they continue mm-hmm. their run in the Big.
That's a program over there, isn't it?
Yeah,
year
that
in, year
is
out,
so. Pretty much my whole career here.
Yeah,
they've been in the first place or tied for first place in the Big River. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they've been doing just a great job there.
Speaking of golf here, I know we were talking a little bit off the air, you know, Memorial that still got has Will over there and such. But in terms of, you know, some of the local teams or individuals around the area too, what's that kind of been like so far?
You know, obviously you talk with Memorial. They went over to Sheboygan and played in Black Wolf Run last week. And
yep.
As a team took sixth. And Schlitz was in the, I think it was like ended up fifth or something like that as an individual. So they're still right there.
Right.
That's a team that is continuously battles.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, and then, you know, Bloomer as a team has been tough all year long. I think you've McDonald team has as well, the Regis team and Altoona.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of really good golf going on right now. And, you know, we're starting to kind of get, it's crazy. We get to May, and that's when you start thinking about postseason, because golf is one of those first ones. So
right.
We're about a month mm-hmm. away from when state golf will be going on.
It's weird because it could be one of those last ones to start depending on the weather, but then it's one of the first ones to
right.
wrap up with.
Yeah, I mean, their season just goes by in a flash, and
yeah.
they're playing through everything, especially in April. I think once we get, look, you know, we get to May, you hope that you get a little bit of clearing and you get some better weather.
Right.
But yeah, I think they're, the Big River's next tomorrow is at Troy Byrne.
Oh,
I guess a third tournament they've played at Troy Byrne. And that,
wow.
depending on the weather, that can really dictate what that course will do.
Exactly. I know soccer's going on as well, too. Track and field still kicking.
Yes.
Going out there, too.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think we had San Filippo from Fall Creek. She broke like the triple jump, like one of our first years doing the event. So,
man.
Yeah, there's so much talent,
mm-hmm.
especially track and field. I mean, it's getting to that point where, you know, they've had to battle the weather, too. I mean, it
right.
hasn't been ideal for a lot of the spring sports. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, that's another one where in 3 weeks we'll be talking, I think, we'll have conference in 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
And then.
And state in lacrosse again, right?
Yeah, first weekend of June.
Hopefully, isn't that always kind of like a weird weather weekend for you guys down there, too?
That is either
warm or
95
rain.
Degrees or rainy. Nothing
never
in between. Nope, never so. In between. Some of them, but a lot of times, both of them in the same day.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, which makes it just, that's what you want is.
Because then it goes long. I
yeah,
mean, they keep
there's
going.
There's nothing
throughout.
Like just baking yeah. like down there.
Right.
Yeah, so.
You know, Blue Gold wise too. I know it was kind of a busy weekend. They had the track meets up
mm-hmm.
at Upper Campus over there too. And you want to talk about some sports that are going to be wrapping up here really quick too, because it's hard to believe kids are going to be done with classes here in just a couple weeks in a few weeks,
right?
For the college stuff. And I know some softball is canceled for today because of weather and such. But you know, baseball wise, they dropped to your pointers in a doubleheader at Carson Park.
Oh, it was Platteville.
Or Platteville was yeah. it Platteville.
Not yeah. my Pioneers.
No, yeah, yeah. Not Pioneers. Yeah. Pointers, Pioneers, close enough.
Yeah.
But they dropped the doubleheader over there, too. But, you know, you look at Patrick Riley's group, too. It's first year under him, and it's a tough conference to come into. But I think there's some positives that this team
oh, yeah.
could take away.
And they're battling. You know, mm-hmm. you look at – they had a four-game winning streak going there at 1.2 here in the last week. So,
yep.
yeah, I think they're figuring out – again, that is tough. Get a lot of turnover, especially when you change coaches there. So you're just
right.
trying to build it up and kind of get that idea. I think Patrick's going to do a great job. So I think,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're going to have your struggles this year, but you hope it pays off next year and mm-hmm. just keeps growing and growing. And we've seen that with most Blue Gold sports.
Right.
They really do build the steps up there towards success, and I think he's going to be another one that's going to do that.
Absolutely. You know, softball, too, is they're at 500 right now, and they've got – just this weekend, then why championships are already next week.
Yeah, that's the one that always sneaks up on you. It's like, oh, it's already time.
Yep.
Yeah, because they play those Florida games, so they're mm-hmm. you know, their season starts towards the end of February, and then they're
right.
they're back here.
And I know that's a really young team, too, a lot of freshmen
yep.
with that team, but they're getting a lot of experience this year.
Right, and you see they're right around at 500 because they really are taking it in battling hard and being scrappy in those games. I think look at that Stout last week when they split – the mm-hmm. doubleheader with them to get the win in game one, lost game two, but Stout's playing very well as well. So that's
right.
that Leslie Huntington does such a great job with that team, and
mm-hmm.
you know no one wants to play that team in the conference tournament,
right?
Because they know the experience that's there behind them as a coach, and they can find a way to win games and do the little things they need to get a victory.
Right. And then to kind of wrap it up here too, because this is a big weekend, you know, with track and field for the Blue Golds, it's the WIAC Outdoor Championships. And this is, I mean, you talk about Coach Chip Schneider and, you know, kind of his goals and such, and not to downplay, you know, WIAC championships, but they we're talking how many national championships as a team and individuals, and this is kind of that first step to that.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob has been just shattering records every time he's out there throwing. So then nice to, you know, they had the Drake relays, so some of them were down there at Drake, but to have that home meet here too for the rest of them to still get that kind of a primer for the WIAC championships, which will be down in Platteville, that's going to be huge. And yeah, I think, like you said, this is step one. They want to, you know, it's so, I mean, if you win the WIAC championship, there's a good chance you can win the national championship because it's so competitive when you throw in lacrosse.
I was going to say, do they feel, you know, going back to the indoor season, maybe a little revenge going up against lacrosse or outdoor, too?
Oh, I think so. I think, I mean, as you said, you don't say lacrosse over there without getting a bad look from somebody. So I think, I think they're fueled by that, and it'll be fun to see what they can do this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I got to ask, too, I know I asked Brandon about it on Friday, but I'll ask you because you covered, but Scott Parker announcing your retirement. I mean, another long time coach.
Yeah.
And big shoes to fill for Reverend.
Legendary Chippewa Falls coach. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. I love talking to Parker. Like, you don't know where he's going to go when you ask him one question, and it could go on a tangent, but it's always a story. It was really neat to go there and kind of see his last moments in that locker room. I'm sure he'll be back. But, and you got to see it kind of hitting them, like, looking at, because they have all these posters of the players from the past. And it's a really cool room. They embrace their history very well. He's a big part of that. And just congratulations to him. 37 years.
Man.
As head coach there. And, you know, he was still working at WEAU. When he took that job.
Yeah.
So it's just funny. We were talking about, like, you know, we got openings. You want to come back and get back in the communication business, we'll take you over there. But, yeah, a well-earned retirement from just his career in education and what he's done when he was at Owen Withy. To make those, and Brandon talked about making those trips down 29 to, you know, get back for practice.
Yeah.
In the early days and the bus trips and all that stuff. What he... The men that he molded over at that program for Chi High, that'll not be forgotten.
Yeah. We got a couple big changes in the BRC for hockey.
With Colin stepping down.
With Colin stepping down, too.
Stepping over, really.
Right, yeah. Kind of flip-flopping position, seems like a little bit.
And you get an assistant who's been there for years, too. So, there's a lot of... I was trying to look back just at the years that... Since I've been here now, 14 seasons.
Man.
It's a lot of changing of the guard as of late. So.
Absolutely. Well, big thanks, Justice, there for our local sports rundown.